Hey, greetings, sisters and seekers. It's Sister Amon from DontParish.com, and I'm here with Brother Tupos.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, hopefully everybody's doing well. I thought I would just do a sister sharing of, I don't know, just kind of catching up on a few things. And we just got done with an event, and there were some points that I thought maybe Brother Tupos and I could talk about. So it's been a really busy winter with lots of festivals.
It's been awesome.
Yeah, lots of festivals. And not only that, you know, we don't just focus on that. And I know I've talked about that before. The one-on-one, the daily things.
Online discipling, answering questions online. So we have a lot. We have a multifaceted ministry. So we're online and reach the world. We disciple online. We talk to people that email us or call us. And then we go and we witness one-on-one every day. And then we go to big events or out in the streets or to religious places.
Right. And you know what?
We're always busy.
Yeah, we are. And a lot of it, it's so funny. So much parking lot witnessing goes on, doesn't it?
It does.
You know, it's a nice, simple place, or in the stores and stuff. You know, we'll do walking and witnessing, we call it, where we just walk and.
Well, we're living in crazy days, and there are people that are confused, worried. Some are hungry. Some are looking for answers, and that's what we stand out in the world to try and represent.
Right, right. So, yeah, so we've been doing that. We did a lot of that. And then Brother Tupo said, hey, the Daytona 500's coming. We're going to plan to go over there. So we packed up and drove across the state.
Like 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Yeah, not too bad. But, yeah, we headed out over that way. Usually we kind of work our way someplace, but we had so much going on there. We waited, and then we headed right over. And good reasons for doing that. You know, they say there's...
We had witnessing on the way, first of all.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yep.
And then... Oh, yeah, that's right. We did have quite a bit. I forgot we did stop in the midway point and got some good witnessing on there. Yeah, so much of it goes on. It's awesome.
It was on a Sunday.
Yeah. So, they say like upwards of to 150,000 people go to that place. A lot of them don't even, well, they pack the stands, and then a lot they do tailgating and stuff where they sit around outside and they can have the atmosphere or whatever it is. So the thousands and thousands of people just streaming in there. And I just thought maybe we kind of talk about, you know, a few of them that went on that were really good witnessing ones.
My favorite one probably was a large, tall man in a tie came up to me and said, "You're doing a good thing. God bless you." And I started asking him who God blesses. Turned out to be a Muslim man. Had a nice conversation. You can hear it on the audio if you go to our link on the Daytona Preach.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the religious people that walk by and mock me, here's a Muslim man. And him and I had a good conversation. I shared him some truth about who Jesus really is. He said he was going to look into it. And we ended up parting. He said he was going to look into the website. I told him I cared for a soul. He thanked me for what I was doing. And it was awesome. You can listen to the audio. So a Muslim man was there. I said, I maybe came here just for you because I challenged him who Jesus was. And he said, I didn't think about that. So...
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That was pretty awesome because you mentioned a couple things and then he was like standing there looking at you for a second.
Yeah, specifically I mentioned that people in the Bible worship Jesus.
Yep.
And I said, you agree the Old Testament says no one can worship anyone but God. And he said, that's right. And he looked puzzled.
That really clicked
in
him.
That kind of clicked in him that Jesus could be God.
That was awesome.
They don't believe Jesus is God. They just believe he's a prophet. So I had him test that. So hopefully I hear from him someday.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We did a lot of walking and...
Yep.
So we kind of, we were in one area for a while. We walked past some unbiblical
Calvinist preachers, yeah.
Yeah, and then we crossed the street and there was
We rarely ever see anybody else out preaching. When we do, it's usually unbiblical Calvinists.
Yeah, they're...
Or Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah, right, yeah. They were there too. Yeah, they
had
their groups of there.
Yep.
Yeah, and then we crossed the street and there was like this big mob of people that were waiting across
down
the
a
street.
Sidewalk.
Yep, coming and flowing in there.
I know where you're going.
Yeah, yeah. This was so awesome. So Brother Tupos, he just happened to have the camera on and he was handing out gospel cards, and then I was a little ways behind him handing out gospel cards, and this man walked by.
And the man yelled out, "Oh, the gospel of Dale Earnhardt." Dale Earnhardt was a famous race car driver who died on this very track. And they said, "Oh, the gospel of Dale Earnhardt." And I said, "Oh, no." I said, "Dale Earnhardt is burning in hell unless he repented in his last days." I said, "He was a worldly, idolatrous man."
Yeah.
And what did this guy do?
Oh, he looked at you. He turned and he looked at his friends.
Well, first he stopped and his friends kept going.
Oh, yeah, yeah. His friends
kept
going.
They walked 150 feet away and he was standing there.
Yeah, he's looking at Brother Tupos. Then he looked at his friends. I was offering him a gospel card. He looked. He didn't take it. He looked back at Brother Tupul. So he's kind of like looking back and forth.
It's puzzled.
It's like it was almost like you could visibly see something in his heart going on.
It gripped him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
that
I think
awesome.
He was thinking, Dale Earnhardt, my hero in hell? He believed in God. And I said, oh, no, it takes more than that. And I said, this is all of the world. You have to be of Christ. And he was just standing there looking. He didn't take a gospel card, but we have our website on there. And I hope hope he runs and opens the Bible and starts to see that, yeah, it takes a lot more than just to claim Jesus' name, to actually have to follow him and be born of him. That was awesome.
That was like
a real telling moment.
It was.
You could see the Spirit convicting him.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I forgot, on our way to that one particular corner there, we're standing at another corner. We were just like going where everybody was like flowing in and stuff. And a whole group of people came across. Brother Tupul was preaching to them as they were going by him. And then another group was coming by me. And this man and this wife walked right up to me. And what he said, I offered him a gospel card and he took it. And he said, what did he say? He said, there's a new movie coming out. And we're going to go to it. It's called Jesus Revolution. And I said, sir, you need to check out our website. We expose that. It's unbiblical. It's sinful. You don't want to watch that. I said, test yourself. He looked at the card. He looked at me. He said, okay, I will. And he walked away and he looked back a couple times and then he kept walking.
Yeah, it's a popular movie that's coming out Friday. We're going to go stand out at a theater and protest against it and preach the gospel. It's a movie that basically documents the Jesus People movement. It was a heretical movement that brought Calvary Chapel system to bear. It brought rock music. It brought a corrupt gospel. It brought a loving, false, feminized Jesus, love only, feminized, false Jesus. So, yeah, we're going to stand out against that movie.
Right.
So that man got warned about
that. Yeah, it was interesting because we just had that, just got that testing up
yep,
not too long ago.
Yep, we just got the testing up of that.
Yeah, which, by the way, so-called Christian movies are unbiblical.
Exactly.
We got a lot of teachings and stuff
on
that. You can go check that out.
And actors are liars and all of that.
Yeah.
And then I think before that, I was preaching and this young boy about 12 years old.
Yeah.
I see this all the time. People wonder, why do we go preach? We get people thanking us. We get people taking gospel cards. We get to speak life into Muslims. We get to speak life into that couple.
Right.
A 12-year-old boy standing there staring at me.
Yeah.
Everybody else is ignoring me. 12-year-old boy turns and staring at me like he'd be watching the TV. Eyes set on me, staring at me for a minute and a half while I'm preaching the gospel. And the line starts moving, and he's just like mesmerized on listening to me preach the word of God.
Yeah.
His dad had to walk back and grab his arm and pull him away from the preaching of God's word. So we get to see young people like that, that hear the word of God and stand and listen. And we know we're speaking life and truth into them.
Right. It was either before that or after that, two young boys walking with their parents reached out and they grabbed a gospel card from me. Must have been like 9 or 10 or something like that.
Yeah,
pretty awesome. So
yeah.
It's a reason why we go. And then I was thinking, you know, maybe you can explain, because you could probably do it better than I can, why we do the audios, the videos, and everything online.
Yeah.
You know, and
I have
how
one last
fits.
One. Right when we're done.
I'm sorry.
Right when we're done, we're headed all the way back, and we're crossing a big, huge street, and I'm preaching as we go, and I'm handing out gospel cards. Sister Amin usually stands behind me, hands out gospel cards, and I won't forget this lady, maybe 35, 40.
Yeah.
There was like 20 people, maybe 10 people between us, and we're crossing the street. The light's about to change. The cars are going to go, and she's reaching for a gospel card, and I stopped. And she cut through like 5 people to reach through to come and get a gospel card. It was like she wanted a gospel card,
right.
And she wasn't a mocker. So that's another type of person.
I just thought of one, too.
Yeah.
I forgot about this till you mentioned that one.
Yeah.
A whole big crowd of people were going through, and this man grabbed a gospel card from me, and as he turned, it flew out of his hand, and it went right in front of another woman, and the wind was blowing it, and the woman stuck her foot on it. I don't even think she was with him. And he walked through the crowd, bent over as the crowd was going around, and picked it up and was walking
Amen.
Away reading it.
Yeah,
it was
so
awesome.
We hope seeds are planted in those people. And that's why we go to reach one. If we reach and we convict one person to go read the scriptures, it's worth the money we had to pay to park and how we had to pay to drive. How much is a soul worth?
Right, and we know for a fact that there could be people watching.
Oh, yeah, people watching from the distance. Yeah, a lot of people ignore. Some people mock. We get to talk to a few seekers, but you got to remember, thousands of people get exposed, and I see people standing and just watching. I don't know what they're thinking, but they're just standing, watching, listening as they're walking by. So the truth of God never goes out void.
No.
So you asked me why we do the audios and videos. Well, Jesus said, let your good works be seen before men.
Mm-hmm.
So we're to keep our prayer private. We're to keep our giving private, but our good works before men, preaching the gospel. He said, go, lift up your voice, preach the gospel, invite them to come. You'll hear me inviting people to come to the marriage supper of the Lamb, to come to Christ, to repent. So we put the audios and videos out to one, to glorify God. Mm-hmm. Two, to make full proof of our ministry.
Oh, yeah.
Three, to reach people, obviously, all over the internet. People are watching these. You put up Daytona street preaching, we come up number one on Google. We've been out there so long, you put up street preaching an event. If we've been there, we come up on Google number one, number two.
Right.
And then we do it so that people, young budding street preachers, can see it. There's a lot of unbiblical, well, there's many unbiblical street preachers. There's not a lot of street preachers out there. Mm-mm. There's mostly unbiblical street preachers that are Calvinists or calling people names. And we just go to preach the pure word of God, and we put it online so that people can see it. They can find us online. They can be taught how to do it, that God can be glorified, the gospel can go out. And it's just more truth and edification out in the dark world wide web.
Right. And I was going to say, you know, people that we know who have been following along and watching them, they learn how to walk in the Spirit by watching.
Amen.
How we have to deal with all these people, not just us, any saints who are out there doing things like this.
What did a lady tell us the other day at a farmer's market? I had a whole bunch of mockers walking by me, flipping me off, calling me bad words. One guy spit at me. And as they walked by, I said, you can repent of that. We love you. We love you. And this one lady who was not a Christian lady at all.
No.
She looked at me and she said, I have to appreciate, she said, all these people that hate you, she said, all you do is tell them you love them. That affected her.
People see us with
people
love,
see that we don't return evil for evil, and that we tell people the truth, and we're hated enough for that. Let alone, I don't have to be swinging punches at people. Just tell people the truth and they hate you for that.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So it's a good example. People watching and listening.
Yeah, not long
and
ago, I had a man say he's been watching me for 3 years.
Oh, I know.
Didn't know it.
Yeah.
So we want to be a good example.
Yeah, and I think actually seeing it going out there, it does a lot to people. It shows people how dark the world really is.
Yep.
People and ignoring the word as they go by.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we know a few saints that are diligent, and they post, and they do their ministry online. And let me just say this. If you meet somebody, and you see they have a website or a blog, and they've been posting faithfully every day for 3 or 4 years, that says something about that person's faith versus somebody who has nothing. Now, not everybody's going to have an online ministry, but people that do it and they're diligent at it, that says something about their consistency, their faithfulness, their example, their track record. And we just want to have a good track record before the Lord and people that would see us.
And it's the evidence of our steadfastness and continuing to press on and not being tossed to and fro.
Amen. And Ephesians 2:10, we're made for good works.
Right. We love
I was encouraging
works,
a brother the other day. What else are you going to do with your life?
Right.
He said, what else am I going to do?
Right.
I study the word, I got to go tell the word.
And what was it? We made a video on the way out there, and I said something to the effect that if God calls you to do something and you don't do it, you're going to be really miserable in your spirit. So you have to be willing to lay everything down and do whatever it is the Lord calls you to do, and you're going to be hated.
Yeah. And we know this truth.
Okay.
And I tell men or anybody who wants a witness, we know this truth that most of the time the word goes out to the world's condemnation. Because Jesus said few are going to come. We know that. So most of the time the word goes out and it's going to end up being to their condemnation. And how I get over that, I'm not mean and evil. How I get over that, I love people. I don't want none of them to perish, like God doesn't want anyone to perish. 2 Peter 3:9. How do I get over that? I'm glorifying God.
Oh, right.
I'm glorifying God by preaching his word. And if they hate God and they choose hell, I'm glorifying God by going out there. And then the people that choose him, I'm also glorifying God, and I'm helping them come to him. We're helping them. So that's how we justify that. We know it's to their condemnation more than their glorification, but we do it because it glorifies God.
Yeah, we see the examples of that in the Old Testament.
Yep.
You know, how the prophets were out there and the people hated them. And even in the New Testament, it says your fathers killed the prophets.
And my thought is, too, is if you're going to have the internet, I'm speaking mostly to men here because men can teach a lot and preach a lot. Ladies can do this, too. But I'm speaking to the men here as a man. If you're going to use the internet, if you're going to have the internet, use it for God's glory. If you have the internet and you're not making your business on it, and you have the internet and it's for what? News, weather, entertainment. You need to have a ministry on the internet, because the internet is today's marketplace.
Right. And I would encourage women too, you know, if you even have a Facebook account, why are you not posting at least scriptures on it? It's very
everyday,
easy, simple to do. Something simple.
Links if you know
know
somebody that's biblical.
Right. Just shining the light. It's just doing the works that we're created to do, and it glorifies God.
I got to say this. You don't know how many people have found us. They didn't come looking for us.
Right. Oh,
I don't
right.
know how many people have found us and found the truth of the gospel because they said, I don't know, I was online searching something else. Sometimes they're searching some false teacher, and they're not even looking for exposing that false teacher, and my link pops up exposing that guy, and they go, what's this? And they click on it. Just being out on the internet and having lots of tentacles, I call them, having right. it all over the place can point people in the right direction.
That made me think about it. Some guy found us, found Don't Perish when he was looking for some kind of tool or a bolt or something.
He found Don't Perish when he was looking for a tool.
That's funny.
Well, people find us because of our van dwelling tips.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of van dwellers that are worldly people. They find us because of that.
Right. And we share that aspect of our life also so that way people can see that we are simple, who we are, what we do.
Yeah.
We are who we say we are, no matter what.
Yeah, no one can accuse us of sensationalism or being narcissist as far as being on camera all the time. I'm rarely on camera. I do ask Sister Amen to put me on camera once in a while, and that's only because I want people to see what I believe is a representation of a biblical person. She's on camera once in a while, but we don't have the camera in our face like a lot of these street preachers. We're not selling things. People are amazed when they say, you don't take anybody's money. We're like, no, we support ourselves. They're like, what? We're like, yeah, test us. Why else are we out here? We don't sell books. We don't sell our website. We don't take donations. Why do you think we're out here? And people go, wow, I got to think about that.
Right.
We're out here for the glory of God and to see people's souls be saved.
Right. And like we're doing right now, to be a two-post.
To be a two-post.
An example.
Yep, that's what Sister Amen long time ago told me. I strive to be an example. That's why I took that name. Sister Amen means faithful, so we want to be a faithful example to brothers and sisters, to other Christians that don't know us but find us online, and to the world, because the Bible says if you're going to be a minister of God, especially men, we're talking leaders here, but it's for everybody, it says you should have a good reputation of those without. So if I have a bad reputation as a believer, I'm not of much good use to God, to the people of the world that might be looking and going, should I become a Christian? Ah, he's a money grubber. Ah, he wants fame. Ah, he's not faithful or not consistent.
Right.
They should see us consistent.
Yep, amen.
In the truth and the things of God.
Yeah, and it's a glorious job. It's like the best job in the whole wide world ever.
I want to do it till the day I die. I hope I die in the streets.
I know. Our fervor for it
I just
grows.
Said it. I hope I die in the streets. Maybe God will honor that one day.
Right.
I'm happy with that.
I'll be right there with you.
A good death for the Lord is fine.
Right. Yeah, so praise God for all that. Anyway, just wanted to share and just sharing some thoughts. Hopefully that's encouraging to you, sisters, saints, whoever's listening.
We're getting ready. I got to say this. We're getting ready. I think I already said it. We're going to stand outside that Jesus Revolution movie. And we would warn people about that. Hopefully you're not watching movies. This is not a biblical movie. This was a corrupt movement, just like what's going on in some colleges now.
Yep.
It doesn't have the fruit of holiness and obedience to the scriptures. We get to stand out against it. So we'll have video coming from that, hopefully.
Right. Lord willing, we get those days.
Yep.
If he lets us live, we're going to plan for that and see what happens day by day. We don't even know if we're going to see the end of today.
That's right.
We'll see. All right.
And I'm sitting here, last thought, I'm sitting here looking at this beautiful little scene we have at our park spot. There's a little lake right here by the Walmart. And guess who's out there, Sister Amen?
Is a little squirrel there?
Your buddy there is looking for some nuts.
Sister Amen
feeds him nuts when we show up here, and he comes looking for us. So here he is.
Yeah. Oh, I'll have to get
one
out there and give him
some more. One of the simple pleasures
of van life. Right. Yeah. And then if we look on the other side, it's all the busy world.
It's all the busy cars and the homeless people and the car dwellers and all that other stuff.
Oh, you know what that makes me think of real quick? Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom. We pitch our tent away from it.
Our door is facing the lake, and we like rest and refuge, and then we do go into the world, obviously, preaching gospel.
You're
getting ready to go inside the Walmart to buy some things. I'm sure you'll witness the gospel when you're
there. Oh, yeah. My goal is to go walk and witness, and then when I'm done, go get my things or whatever.
Be used to God.
Yeah, so praise God.
You just had an awesome witnessing event today. We won't go into it now that you're going to share with the ladies.
Yes.
Because you had to have a tooth looked at.
Yeah.
And at the dentist.
That was phenomenal.
At the dentist, you had an awesome witnessing thing, so you can share that.
I did, yeah.
Save
I'll have
that
to make
for
some notes.
One.
Yeah, right. All right. We love you, sisters. Hold fast.
Have a joyous day, and God be praised.